I'm thankful I learned a cool life lesson yesterday, and I'll share it with you here. It takes no patience to be where you are. It takes no patience to be where you're at right this moment. Now you might say, well, what does that mean? Well, if you're somewhere you think you might not want to be, for example, you're waiting in a long line, or the car in front of you is driving slow. That's what happened to me yesterday when I realized this. Or you're waiting for something to happen, or you're just trying to get some other place that's more exciting. It takes no patience to be where you are at. It takes patience to be where you are at when you think there's somewhere better you can go, when you think there's something better you can be doing. This means all patience comes from having to deal with the idea that something you're going to be doing later or somewhere besides now is better than now. In other words, if you're happy where you are, if you can find peace in being where you're at right now, you don't need patience. Patience is just being able to sit where you're at and be thankful for it. You don't need patience as long as you aren't setting yourself up to become impatient. Now, this might not have made sense to me a lot of my life, so I'll do my best to keep explaining it. For example, yesterday, I thought about the importance of being a good driver and the fact that a good driver allows other people to drive without having to consistently adjust to their driving. For example, a good driver is kind of predictable and boring, you might even say. A driver that I've been most of my life has been aggressive and cutting in and out and driving fast, and it forces all of the good, an aggressive driver forces the good drivers to adapt. So to me, a good driver is someone who doesn't force other people to adapt to your driving. It's someone who kind of is a passive driver who's just a car on the road and not a car on the road that's braking hard and weaving in and out of traffic. So I ended up sitting behind a car that was driving about 10 or 15, 20 under the speed limit sometimes. And normally I would have just zoomed around and passed them. Yesterday I got a good chance to learn the lesson that there's no patience required to be where you're at. And that only if I decide there's somewhere better I ought to be, then patience is required to appreciate where I'm at. So in other words, if I choose to find something wrong with where I'm at, then patience is required to bring me back to where I'm at. There's nothing worse or better about sitting behind that car. There's nothing better or worse about doing that than there is making this video or doing anything else throughout the day. The magic to me is to see that I create the need for patience. There aren't things that require patience in and of themselves. There are things I judge as not good enough. There are things I judge as boring. There are things I judge as wrong. There are things I judge as something better I could be doing. Those situations then create pain and suffering because the fact is you're always right where you're at, and so am I. You can't escape being right where you are. That's a constant. You're always, for all of eternity, right where you are. Now, where you are will change on its own. You'll move from place to place. You'll do different things. To try and make it change faster or to try and get mad that it's not changing faster, or to try and get mad at where you are, creates pain and suffering. And I did that a lot of my life. Almost all of the driving I did my whole life was painful because all I wanted to do was be somewhere else. I don't want to be on the road. I want to be at home with my friends. I don't want to be on the road. I want to get home to see my parents. I got to get to work. I got to get to school. Driving was just a means to an end. So then I was an aggressive driver. I tried to blast through traffic as fast as possible. I'd drive as fast as I could get away with. I'm grateful I often get examples while I'm making these videos that you can most honestly see then exactly what I'm talking about. My dog just started barking in the background because I have the luxury of working at home, and that's in the same opportunity as what I'm talking about. My dog's barking is no better than them not barking. Now, does it make a very good video while they're barking? No. When my dogs start consistently barking, then the right thing for me to do is to stop talking on the video and then edit out the section where I was silent. I don't imagine you'd want to watch me sit there and stare at the screen quietly. You could do that yourself, I suppose. So that is a perfect example right there. I had the opportunity to just be where I was at, or I had the opportunity to get impatient, say, "Come on, stop barking," and then go on about how bad my dogs were, and then feel like they're getting in the way of me doing what I really need to do. And I choose not to do that. I chose just to sit here quietly and to understand that me sitting here staring at the screen quietly, that's just as good as me sitting here talking on the screen. It's just as good. Life is just as good in each moment. The dogs barking are not something that's getting in the way of what I'm trying to do. The dogs barking, that's life on life terms. Life gives you things, and if you resist and say, no, that's not right, those dogs shouldn't be barking, then what you do is get miserable. What I did, I accepted. Okay, the dogs are barking now, that's fine. I will stop talking until they're done barking. And when they finished barking, then I started talking again. That's simple. You might think, well, what difference does that make? What does that matter if I do that or not? What does it matter if I go yell at the dogs for a minute? It matters you get all this negative energy inside you, and then life is crap, and then you're trying to go somewhere. Then all of a sudden, you've got to be somewhere else in order to be happy. When you go through life criticizing what's going on around you, criticizing yourself, criticizing other people, when you go on pointing out how things aren't good enough, then you create the need to be somewhere where things are good enough. You could use a Disney vacation as, for example. If you go about most of your year and you live somewhere you don't like and work sucks and your family's overwhelming, and then you figure, well, if we just go to Disney, everything will be great. Everything will be magical, and I've been to Disney a lot. Everything will be wonderful. There'll be so many great things. The kids will be happy. My wife will be happy. I'll be happy. Then everything will be great. And then what happens? You plan all this stress out and spend all this money to go to Disney. And you go to Disney and it's just like every other day. Except often it's more stressful because you thought going to Disney would somehow be different than every other day. And then I see a lot of people at Disney. They're all stressed out and mad, and the kids are crying. Dad's drinking a lot. Mom's yelling at everyone. It's hard to say that's any better than what normally goes on. And yet you spend all this money and time and stress to go do the same thing you can do basically every day. And that is to just be where you're at. Now, Disney's wonderful. I love going to Disney. I've been lots of times, and I'll go lots more times. When I used to go to Disney, I felt like that was a place I could be happy. When I'm at Disney, I can be happy now. I can really just experience what's going on. And yet, I wouldn't be happy on the way to Disney. I'd be impatient. God, I gotta get to Disney. Gotta get to Disney. And so patience was required to drive to Disney. And I'd be at Disney and there'd be lines. And so I'd have patience to be at Disney. And then, okay, for 1 minute I'd be riding a ride. But then it'd be a dark ride like the Tower of Terror and someone would have their phone on. And then I'd have to be patient again, you dumb insert cuss words here. You're ruining the whole ride for everyone with your camera and you're not even experiencing the ride yourself. And so one of the few spots I planned where I could really just be present and okay, then that was disrupted. And then by the time I'm getting home, I'm lucky if I had a few minutes of fun every day. And that is an example. It takes patience if you're unhappy where you are to wait to go somewhere where you will be happy. You don't need patience if you're simply happy where you are. And the miracle to me is to see that you can be happy wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever's going on. You don't need anything else to be happy. You don't need a perfect life. You don't need lots of money. You don't need to have a perfect family or a perfect job. You don't need to live in the perfect place. You don't need to be a part of the perfect group or organization. You don't need to be perfect at whatever it is you're doing that's important. You can be perfectly happy at any moment of your life. And most importantly, this moment. You don't need anything else to be perfectly happy there. And that has been a huge gift for me to discover. I used to live a life where I thought I had to be certain places to be happy. I thought I had to be at home drinking, playing video games, where I could really just be happy and be myself. Or I thought I had to go to Disney with my wife, where I could really be happy and really be myself. And I thought I had to be at home with my family to really be happy and be with myself. I thought I had to have things like health. I had to be perfectly healthy to really enjoy and be myself. And the nice thing is, all you need is to just be here right this moment. You can do that anywhere, anytime. You don't need anything else. And to me, that's an amazing thing to learn. And so I hope I've shared a little bit of that with you, so that you can share that same joy, that you can be wherever you're at and be fully happy right where you're at. And know that you never need to go anywhere else or do anything else to be happy. It's funny, I hear a discussion, people say, if you do all these good things, you can have eternal life. If you work hard, you can have eternal life. If you believe in a certain thing, you have eternal life. You already have eternal life. You don't remember being born, and yet you know you were born. Being where you are is what you always have done and what you always will do. The only choice is to whether you will like where you are or not like where you are. Whether you'll say yes to where you are or no to where you are. That's the only choice there really is. And you always have been doing this, and you always will do this. The proof of that is you can never remember any time besides doing this. And by doing this, I mean being here in the moment, now. That's all I can ever remember doing. And so that's probably all I'm ever going to do, is be here in the moment. And that's great. That means I have everything I ever could possibly need right here in this moment. And so it takes no patience to live in that state. It takes no tolerance to live in that state, because it is a state full of patience and tolerance already. So I pray that I remember this lesson throughout the day. I pray that I remember I need no patience to be where I'm at. And I pray that I bring that into each situation I'm in throughout the day. When the vet gives me the bill for bringing my dogs later, I pray that I remember I don't need any patience to be where I'm at. And I'm grateful to be alive today. And I pray that in sharing this with you, you have the chance to have the same knowledge and experience this moment yourself, if that's what you'd like. So thank you for being here with me. I'd love your feedback, and I hope you have a great day today.